Rising yields expose cracks in Trump's fiscal narrative as Hunter Biden stirs 2028 talk. Treasury yields have continued rising despite a White House toolbox that has included buybacks, public pressure on the Federal Reserve, and coordination signaling on yen intervention. None of those measures has moved long-term rates in the desired direction, and markets appear to be pricing in a scenario where yields keep climbing, possibly toward a Fed rate hike rather than the cuts the administration has publicly promised. Elevated long-term yields compound the fiscal difficulty directly. As federal debt rolls over at higher rates, interest payments grow, mortgage activity is suppressed, and corporate borrowing costs remain high. Bank of America strategist Michael Hartnett framed the midterm political risk in notably stark terms, calling a Democratic sweep of both the House and Senate the single largest unpriced political risk currently sitting in equity markets. His recommended hedges are gold and commodities, not the typical defensive rotation, but instruments suited to scenarios involving major policy reversals, regulatory shifts, and significant tax changes. S&P futures stood at 7,715 Monday morning, essentially flat, a stillness that reflects genuine institutional uncertainty about the policy path ahead. Hunter Biden's weekend radio interview added an unusual variable to the political conversation. His hint at a 2028 presidential run was received with widespread uncertainty about its sincerity, but analysts noted that a genuine candidacy signal is not required for the remark to have real effects. It re-centers his personal narrative, and it immediately reactivates Republican communication strategies around Biden family criticism heading into midterm season. President Trump, meanwhile, teased another geographic renaming initiative, declining to specify the target. The Lake America Executive Order, which renamed a major geographic feature and generated significant public backlash, appeared to inform the strategy more than temper it. Federal authority to rename geographic features through the Board on Geographic Names is legally broad, though it cannot compel state governments, local governments, or private entities to adopt the new names, which is where cultural resistance plays out over time.